time when the banjo was very much shunned, but it's become actually quite the moneymaker for me lately. Who knew? I used to play the fiddle and the mandolin, you know, mostly, and I still love them, of course. And I'd get these sessions for every little recording project would need just a little bit of fiddle. And then they'd go, and do you have a mandolin? Do you play the mandolin? Bring that along. And then I'd do that too. And then now they go, can you play the mandolin? And you have a banjo, right? Bring your banjo. I figured out the perfect pickup to put on a banjo, though. The perfect pickup to put on a banjo is a Ford F-150. This guy goes into a bar and he goes up to the bartender and says, "Man, I just heard the best banjo joke. I hadn't heard this one before." He said, "I need to tell it to you." He says, "Hey, wait a minute. Don't be saying banjo jokes around here. I'm a banjo player." He said, "Oh, really?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "And that bouncer, the big burly guy with the tattoos and the piercings all over, he's a banjo player." He says, "Really?" He says, that guy over there looks like a mafia guy. He is a mafia guy, and he plays the banjo." He says, "So you're not going to tell the joke now, are you?" He goes, "Well, not if I have to explain it to three different people." Here's one called Red Dog in the Morning.